What makes cyberbullying different is anonymity. And with that anonymity, all of a sudden, even our children, who wouldn't ordinarily be a bully in the hallways at school, can become a cyberbully.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. Yesterday, we talked about what cyberbullying is, how the internet can be a good thing. It is a tool, though, but how a lot of bad stuff can happen there, and really how our kids are vulnerable to it, but they are also vulnerable to becoming the cyberbully, like you said.
There's a power in this, and if you're an unempowered geek or just an unempowered little kid, and all of a sudden you realize, I have some power in saying nasty things and bullying other people. And in Ephesians, it says, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what's helpful for building others up according to their needs, so it will help those who listen. I think the same phrase is, don't let any unwholesome typing come out of your fingers on Facebook or other places like this. Anonymity has made cyberbullying very different. In the regular bullying where you go down a hall, you face the possibility of somebody saying, won't take this and taking you out. It's just that simple. Somebody bumps into you or you bump into somebody, you know, as a bully in the hallways, somebody may turn around, grab you and take you down. Mm-hmm. So you're a little more selective about where and how many people you have with you and how you do it. But in the anonymity of cyberbullying, anybody, and here's the harsh, scary thing. It's not just any child, but an adult, an unempowered adult can act like a child and say they're a child on Facebook, and put any picture of themselves they want.
Sure.
An angry adult, a hurting adult, a whatever adult, an ex can come on one of his children who said a negative thing about them. It's a bizarre, frightening, to me it's the most frightening form of bullying, because anything can happen in this. Because of the anonymity, you can't really tell. It's not simply bullying. It's more than that. It's an intimidation where you can't reach through the airwaves and grab somebody by the shirt and say,
right,
stop doing this. So it's different. And our children really don't know what the recourse is. How do I handle this? Do I take them on? Do I come back? Or, wow, you know, I was asked by another person to just text. Everybody's texting this other person, and I caught myself texting them also, and they went over their text limits, and their parents took their mobile phone away, and I didn't realize that that was the intention of the original person that told me to do that. And so unless it's an open conversation, this anonymity or this, I really don't think I pay a price for doing this because it's anonymous and saying disgusting things on somebody's whatever. All of a sudden I realize, wow, I've really hurt somebody in this. Mm. And so it needs to be an open discussion, because your sweet child can become a bully without realizing it. It's kind of like the bully goes down the hall and builds a crowd. And all these guys that were kicking that homeless person didn't really mean to kick that homeless person. They just got involved in it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the main shooter at Columbine got this other kid to go with him. And before he knew it, wow, what did we do here? And so this is even worse, because you're not going to get shot doing
right,
this.
Right. But you get caught off guard.
Yes.
Almost every time, because you never know what to expect when you click online, you open up the Facebook page or even the email accounts. I mean, in order to have a Facebook page, you have to have an email account. And for one of my stepkids, we opened up a new email account. So we had to teach him how to use email and all that. And he got an inappropriate email. So then we had to discuss that. So it's not just the social networking. It's also email and all kinds of websites, how to click out. And those are just almost by default things that happen to you while you're online, part of the experience. But then there's the other part where the peers from school, from church, from the neighborhood, they're finding our kids online and enticing them to do things. And our kids might even end up being cyber bullies, like you say, and they might not even want to.
Absolutely. When I was a kid, which was a long time ago, and I would walk in a store in New York, I grew up in New York, I would walk in a store, and it was kind of like an Italian deli everything store, and it had a whole wall of magazines. And when you walk past the wall of magazines, there were some fun magazines, there was Mad Magazine, there was other things, but there were also pornographic magazines there. Mm-hmm. And being taught by my parents that you walk by those, you don't stop, you don't look, and being taught, they didn't realize they were giving me Psalm 1, you know, blessed is the man who doesn't look at the magazine, doesn't stop by the magazine, doesn't buy it and sit down and read the pornographic magazine. Mm-hmm. It's basically Psalm 1:1. And so being taught, and they didn't say you can never go in that store again to get a vanilla egg cream. You can never do that. they would say, here's how you go in that store. And they would help me go in that store. And I even had Sal, the guy who owned the store. When Bobby comes in, you just watch him that he walks by those magazines we're keeping. And by the way, we would appreciate it if you took them off and put them up higher, which they never did. Yeah, it was whatever it was. But there was a lesson in that. And I think there's the same lesson in internet use. There's a lesson in that, yes, there will be people cajoling you, encouraging you, enticing you. You want to be a part of this, dude. You want to look at this. And there's almost an intimidation. Man, did you look at that thing last night? No, I don't click on that. Oh, really? Oh, that's right. You go to church. Oh, I get that. You don't. And there is that enticement and there is that degradation for taking a stand because it intimidates people that don't take a stand. But it's always been here. You're at a party and somebody's got alcohol or pot and you say, hey, I don't do that. And walk out of the party. There's the lesson in that. And that's the lesson becoming a leader. But I'll never be a leader till I'm a leader of myself. Mm. I have to lead myself out of those things. And I will never know how to deal with this unless my parents decide we're not running from this, we're learning from this. Because the number one difficulty on the American university campus in the dorms today is internet pornography. And in a manner of speaking, this all locks together from cyberbullying to cyber intimidating me into, you didn't look at that, man. We sent that all over. That was unbelievable. No, I put a block on my thing, man. I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. I'm just not doing that. We need to raise our kids who don't get bullied into bullying back, who don't get, man, we are all, you go on that new kid's Facebook and see what we all posted. Post something, man. Let's just take that new kid. He thinks he's somebody or she thinks she's somebody. We're taking her down. Teaching our kids, this is wrong, and giving our kids a sensitivity. The American child, if not taught, does lack sensitivity today. The American child is so alone. The American child has so been doing the wrong things, like playing these internet games that are so brutal, some of them, that they lack sensitivity. And almost to keep people away from me, I want to send those out. I want to be the sender rather than the receiver. And helping our children know, you know what? That's not who you are. You have a sensitive heart. And so, well, Dad, you don't understand. If they see that I didn't post something on that new guy's whatever, wow, it'll be brutal in school tomorrow. That's called being a leader, son. Take a stand. And if it will be brutal in school tomorrow, then guess what? It's the wrong friend you're hanging with. Mm. So choose wisely, but helping them choose wisely. This anonymity has all of a sudden taken sweet kids and made them not sweet kids. And then they realize, wow, what have I done? And how do I undo this? So we do need to be talking with our kids, but we need to know the anonymity is brutal here.
I think an important lesson also to teach the kids regarding anonymity is that if your child is on Facebook, on the social networking sites, talk to them about being the same person online as they are offline.
Great point.
Because you have to make a point of saying that because kids sometimes don't connect that. They can put crazy pictures. They do put crazy pictures. They put fictitious names, middle names, nicknames for themselves, and they have fun with it. And it's a little fun. And generally, it's not that big of a deal. But hold on. Are you trying to be someone different online? Or are you the same person online? Mm. Can people really trust you as much on the internet as they can in person at school? Are you someone different? Because then there's a whole other dynamic that comes with your child. When they step on the school campus, people know, oh, he's nice on the outside, but don't mess with him online because he'll get you back. He's tech savvy or whatnot, or vice versa. So there has to be some similarities there.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I mean, be honest, it's very, very easy to be brave online. Because of the anonymity. But changing your name doesn't change who you are. And changing your name, son, doesn't change whose you are. You have a school uniform and then you have a soccer uniform and you changed into uniform. It's still you out there. And here's the other thing. There is someone who is filtering everything you say. It's called God. And God knows everything. He is the great filter of you. And he sees everything that goes out and why it goes out. And so the end of the day, son, if you go online and make a mistake, you need to come talk to us right away. Because not only is God going to be filtering, I'm going to be filtering. I do have your password. And this is really, really important. The problem with this kind of bullying is typically in school. There's not going to be a 30-year-old male walking down the hall bumping into kids and intimidating them and bullying them. On the internet, we have no idea how old these people are, how sophisticated they are in bullying and manipulation, and what they will get your daughter to do or say or show online, what they will get your son to commit to or do online. It's a more sophisticated bullying. It's a more tried and true bullying, and it's not their own age group anymore. Mm-hmm. We have no idea who's out there. And so preparing our children to deal with is absolutely mandatory for this. Why are you laughing?
No, because it seems so scary. You know, when we talk about this stuff, but it's a reality that you have to deal with, and you think, my goodness, we have no clue who is online out to get our kids, and yet, you know, it's just a part of life, and our kids have to be tech savvy, they have to be online, they have to know how to do it. So there's such a scary part to it, and yet it's inevitable. But it's, like you said, it's kind of like driving, you know? The roads are really scary if you think about it. I'm putting my child in the driver's seat?
Oh, what? I don't want my child to go from a horse to a car because the horse goes slower, and the horse can't speed, and yet I you can't drive a horse on I-95. It doesn't work.
Get to church.
Your child cannot go to college today if they're not able to work the internet. It's just a fact. Mm-hmm. And probably can't get a job today. A friend of mine who's a physician said, you know, the amazing thing is I spend as much time online looking up disease slides and different things as I do actually doing my profession anymore. Wow. It's mandatory. And he's a physician. It's not going to change. But what has to change is our approach to this. Somehow our children have been given this. There's this little room called the internet room, and they've been given privacy, and they've even screamed at us and said, this is privacy, please. I need privacy for this. No, you don't need privacy for this any more than you need privacy when you're going into the store. I used to buy magazines. I need to go in the store by myself, and I'm coming out with a brown bag, whatever's in the bag. None of your business, Mom. No, we knew better than that. And it's the same here. It's our responsibility to train up a child in the way she go, except when it comes to the internet.
No.
All of it. And it's not just to help them make right decisions. It's protect them from predators out there and the bullying out there and a whole new kind of bullying and a bullying where we don't really know how old this person is. Or it's a group of kids who are jealous because your child is taking a great stand and they're jealous that they stand for something and they're trying to take him out at the knees and make him or her feel very isolated. And in this, I got to say, it's your gender is brutal in this.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for acknowledging that. The middle school and high school girl finding some power on the internet to take down a sweet new girl, a sweet attractive girl, a sweet godly girl, and they're jealous that she's taking a stand, and they're jealous that she's not wearing the same clothes, and they're jealous that she's not doing the things they're doing, and the whole campus knows what they're doing, and they're jealous that the campus knows that this girl, your daughter, is not, and so all of a sudden they're going to try to paint a picture you don't know and tell what she did at a party with it she wasn't even at, and try to get other people, oh yeah, I saw that too, and post it on her Facebook or post it out there over the internet. It's a brutal time for our kids. We need to know that. And the other side of this that we started this particular broadcast with is because there's an anonymity, your sweet child can feel powerless unless they get involved in doing this. So don't let any unwholesome talk come out of what you type with your fingers, it says in Ephesians. And so we need to know, we need to talk to them about it. This needs to not be a hidden discussion in our homes. And we're going to start talking about then what do you do with the actual computer stuff.
Right.
But we need to be aware this is happening. It's not going to get less. It is going to get more. And we need to be talking to our children about it and helping them deal with it.
And tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about specific attacks, the kinds of attacks that happen online on the internet. But just maybe a quick safeguard for parents. One thing that we've done is in our house, the computer screens are always facing the door. So when you walk in the room, you can automatically see what the person is watching, and have him in open areas. If maybe in the family room, you can have one computer. But if they're in your kids' rooms, some people, I would say not even have them there. But I know that we have laptops.
I don't have a television in my kids' rooms. And I don't have a television for a reason. And I do have a television in my room. And did I hear not fair? Absolutely. But I'm an adult.
Right.
I can handle it. I think you have to have your computer or their computer in a central location, or if they're using laptops or whatever tops, they can bring them to the kitchen table.
Right.
This is an area that can cause tremendous damage. There has been suicides. We need to know about cyberbullying.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you want more resources about parenting, Dr. Bob Barnes or Sheridan House Family Ministries, you can find that online at shfm.org. You can also hear this broadcast all over again, share it with a friend, and read the corresponding blog that takes these issues a little bit deeper. You can find that at parentingtoday.org. That's parentingtoday.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow as we continue talking about cyberbullying right here on Parenting Today.